joining us?
Not a problem.
Sylvain Charlebois from the Department of Marketing and Consumer Studies at the University of Guelph, and we can bring in Professor Yimin Yong from the Department of Food and Nutrition at Daegu University. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Alex.
Thank you very much for taking the time. What do you see as being behind this sudden interest in things like almond milk, which actually took me by surprise in recent months when I started seeing it popping up in convenience stores?
Well, maybe it is true to say that Koreans just began to take an interest in almond milk and coconut milk, but I would say not with soy milk.
No.
Soy milk has been in Korean market for more than 30 years, you know. But unlike other Western countries, even unlike Japan, there is a huge decrease, like almost 50% decrease in soy milk market in Korea during recent years, probably due to the high amount of added sugar in soy milk. So it seems that the consumers' big demand for high-end plant-based milk product, except soy milk, are leading the introduction of these kind of dairy-free milk replacers to Korean market, I believe.
It does look like a health choice, doesn't it, when you put it like that?
I don't think so, but you know, the people don't like soy milk because of the sugar, to be honest with you. We really didn't have unsweetened soy milk in the market, so they're trying to get some, you know, healthy attribute in their diet as a milk replacer.
But is this a general thing that we can say, that Koreans are becoming more and more open to the idea of dairy-free milk substitutes? Because I feel like with with soy milk, that would have been enjoyed under the general category of beverage, not necessarily being used in exactly the same ways that that milk would have been.
Well, that's actually a good point. Like, you know, the Korean people consume the soy milk as a beverage, as like you mentioned. And then, like, you know, they are not that familiar with the milk replacers by now. But I think they're getting used to it. Like, you know, because they kind of, you know, having those products in the market recently.
Personally, I have cereal or porridge every morning.
Okay.
And I absolutely would never use a milk substitute for those. In fact, if I was to use anything else with porridge, it would be water. I think when you're steeped in the tradition of having milk every morning your whole life, it's very difficult to accept one of... I mean, almond milk, in its own right, fine, but absolutely so far from tasting like milk, in my opinion. Do you think that this is actually something that's going to gain traction in this country? Do you think we'll just see the milk market maybe responding by lowering prices, by finding ways to encourage the popularity of it again?
For the milk replacers?
I mean, for the traditional milk, for actual cow's milk.
I'm not so sure about that, but if there's high demand for these kind of products, I'm sure they're going to deal with that. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
There is another issue here that we have a higher rate of lactose intolerance, I understand, in Asia than elsewhere. So that actually is another perhaps cause for certain people to very much seek milk alternatives.
Sure, that's actually a very good question. When these milk replacers were first developed in other countries, they first targeted vegans and people with allergic to casein, which is the major protein in cow's milk, and people with lactose intolerance. But as I mentioned earlier, like, you know, we have a dramatic sales decrease in soy milk, and soy milk is lactose-free. So also lactose-free cow's milk has already been available in market for years in Korea as well. So of course, you know, Koreans with lactose intolerance are very happy to have another new milk replacers in our market, since they're going to have more choice for the lactose-free products. But I guess only emphasizing lactose-free would be a weak driving force to boost up the sales of these milk replacers in Korea, As you know, Koreans are already familiar with the lactose-free product.
Yes, and not only that, I'm sure as more and more young people are getting used to milk from a very early age, I'd be curious to see how the trend of lactose intolerance shifts in the coming decades as well. Thanks very much, Professor Yi. Great to have you on the line with us.
Thank you, Alex. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yi Mi-ryung from the Department of Food and Nutrition at Daegu University. And just to throw an extra penny's worth in here, you know, when I go to coffee shops in Seoul, they often don't have any substitute for milk. For example, yeah, some of the big brands that I could read off who don't need an advert from me, they will have Do You options. But most of the coffee chains, if you say, can I have a soy milk latte, for example, they will not have soy milk available in that context. So there is actually untapped market potential there for these substitutes in this country as well. But can they actually replace the traditional white stuff, in your opinion? Text us, powder sharp, 1013, for just 51 per message.